You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Happy Friday! First Friday of 2025 is upon us. And if you're like me, you had to think twice. Is it Friday? It is Friday out there. Welcome in to the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass once again here today. Got a terrific show coming up for you. Lots to talk about. We'll look back at the college football playoff. Mentioned we were going to talk a little bit about the news coming out of Ames in the Iowa State University Athletic Department about some increases in prices. We want to get your thoughts about it. This is not an Iowa State situation. This is going to be an everybody situation. We'll talk about that, a little NFL with you as well. Iowa basketball in action tonight. Hawkeyes on the road in Madison for a Friday nighter as they take on the Wisconsin Badgers. And we will give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card with the Emels Hideaway Pick 6. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Text line available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, that is also 319-366-1600. And this sunny but chilly Friday, and that does not include our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Mark Dukes, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there, and ready for the weekend.
Yeah, going to be a good one. Isaac, are you ready for the weekend?
I guess so. I don't know. Wednesday holidays are weird. It throws the whole week off. It feels weird that this is a Friday. You have the day off, and then you come back to work for 2 days. It's just odd. But I guess I'm ready for the weekend.
You knew today was Friday when you woke up?
It didn't feel like a Friday, but I did know it was a Friday.
Felt like a Tuesday. Because yesterday felt like a Monday, not a third. I don't want to confuse people. It's Friday. We have the weekend starting, well, for some people, tonight. Most of us coming up tomorrow. As I mentioned, we're going to give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emels Hideaway with the Pick 6. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. But I hate it, but it's here to stay, Mark. We know that in football, and it's even more in basketball, because if you look at the Iowa men's basketball schedule, there are a handful of Tuesday and Friday night games. Don't get me started on competing against the local high schools, but hey, that's life in 2025 now, as Iowa and the Wisconsin Badgers will go at it tonight at the Kohl's Center in Madison. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off, for just past 6 o'clock. With the tip-off, that'll be on FS1. Both teams come in with records of 10-3. Hawkeyes are 1-1 in Big Ten play. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Badgers looking for their first Big Ten win. And that is a little troubling, I think, if you're Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's the most troubling, probably. Wisconsin plays very well at home, 0-2 in the Big Ten, doesn't want to go 0-3. And I think this is a tough spot for Iowa, not that it's not doable, but in the Friday-Tuesday thing, I mean, that ship has sailed a long time ago, unfortunately. But it is what it is. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Iowa try to go 2-1, and going to have to face a couple seven-footers inside, a team that doesn't miss free throws, and we'll see about the return of Owen Freeman and the effectiveness of Seydou Traore. I think those are big keys.
Iowa has to have both of those guys ready to go, and hey, Owen Freeman has had a lot of time. I expect him to be ready to go this evening, and he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. There's no doubt about that. Now, will Iowa, if they need some help on the interior, will we see Evan Bronze early for the Hawkeyes? Will Iowa kind of go away from their smaller lineup. We talked about their smaller lineup yesterday with the coach, Kevin Lehman, our Off the Glass segment on Thursdays. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to the podcast. Always available for you conveniently at KGYMradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. Interesting night in the Big Ten last night, Mark. I don't know if you caught the end of Penn State Northwestern, but a lot of people, including John Rothstein, who does a tremendous job of covering college basketball, he said it was the most egregious non-calls in the end of a game that he has ever seen in 41 years of covering basketball.
Well, it had to be egregious then if that was the case. But you see people making these statements all the time, I guess. It was probably was a not the best of calls, but that wasn't the highlight to me last night. It was Illinois routing Oregon.
Yeah. 109-77. They took it to the Oregon Ducks last night. I know when I turned it off in the second half, Illinois finished over 50% from three. They made 16 three-pointers at Matthew Knight Arena, which, thank goodness, has a little bit better court to look at than in the past. It's not quite as much of an eyesore as it has been, but the Illini flexed their – they scored 64 points in the second half in Eugene last night.
Yeah, it was an amazing performance on the road. It's just going to be a gauntlet, as it has been in the past in this league and others. I mean, tomorrow you've got a set of games that includes Michigan State at Ohio State. Day after day, game after game. We're going to have some interesting results. We'll see if that's the case in Madison tonight, and then again tomorrow and into the future.
Purdue with the win over Minnesota up at the Barn, 81-61. Gophers are not very good, Mark. I don't know how many times you've seen them. I thought that with Garcia and company that Minnesota was – and they've been taking steps forward under this new coaching regime, and 8-6 right now, and Purdue basically did everything they wanted to do last night. Maryland fell up at Seattle against the Washington Huskies last night, 75-69. Indiana outlasted Rutgers. I thought Rutgers with Steve Peichel and the two brilliant freshmen were going to be better. They're struggling. They're 8-6 right now. So it's early, but you don't want to get behind the eight ball too much.
Yeah, I thought the Gophers had a chance against Purdue, but it really wasn't even close. And I've liked Garcia for a long time, the big guy from Minnesota, but he evidently isn't getting a whole lot of help, or he's not being effective. I haven't paid real close attention, but that final score was a little surprising to me.
Greg and Epworth says the 2 7-footers are the softest 7-footers in basketball, though. Badger strength is their guard play. I would agree with that. And free throw shooting. Iowa gets behind Wisconsin tonight. It's going to be really difficult to come back. And with Wisconsin starting off the Big Ten 0-2, this is almost a must win for the Badgers. And if you're a Hawk fan out there, that has got to frighten you. And 27-57, yes, Freeman already has two fouls.
Yeah.
Like the old days of going to Marshalltown at the Roundhouse with George Funk. You've got two fouls on you already. if you know from days gone by. 319-366-1600 here as we talk a little basketball. Iowa State with a big one tomorrow as well as the Cyclones will host the Baylor Bears. Good top 25 matchup. It is in Ames. It's going to be a raucous crowd. We will have the game coming up for you tomorrow right here on 1600 ESPN. We'll get it started at 12 noon with the pregame and 1 o'clock with the tip-off. That is a CBS national broadcast, by the way, for Baylor and Iowa State. Bears come into the ball game at 9-3. And the third-rated Cyclones, of course, coming in with only one loss. They are 11-1. Iowa State won their opener in Boulder over the Colorado Buffaloes earlier on in the week. This is going to be a heck of a game. You talk about dudes going at it. Baylor's got some big man, and Iowa State. We know what they bring to the table. This is going to be fun tomorrow.
Big 12 is going to be another league, like I mentioned, in the Big Ten. It's just going to be a gauntlet. And Iowa State's got a chance to get off to a pretty good start here in the league after that victory you mentioned over Colorado, and then Baylor and Utah home games. Getting off to a 3-0 start would be great, because you got to believe, despite its deficiencies, Kansas is not going to be down very long. You got the West Virginia team that won at Kansas, and so many others in the league that are tough.
Yeah, so many others. We got basketball tonight for you, by the way, at 7:30 from Westwood One. It'll be Greg McDermott and the Creighton Blue Jays going to Milwaukee to take on Shaka Smart and the 8th-rated Marquette Golden Eagles. Again, 7:30 tonight with an 8 o'clock tip-off. Greg also commenting the Badgers need to get Freeman in foul trouble or he is going to be nervous. Got to thank Greg Gard. That is one of the top things he has written on the whiteboard. Take it inside. Go at Iowa. Yes, Wisconsin's got very good guard play, but we know that Iowa is susceptible to inside presence and inside play. I think Wisconsin's going to do some things tonight that maybe they haven't done so far with their guards. Maybe try even to post them up a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. But they're going to take it to the basket. They are going to take it right at Owen Freeman tonight.
I think they will. And you might want to guard the guy that went off for 41 against Arizona.
Might want to. Speaking of the Cyclones, big thanks to Lisa Nolan and LisaNolanRealtor.com, the Cardinal sponsor for Iowa State men's and women's basketball, as well as Cyclone football in 2024 and 2025. We do appreciate everything that she does for us here on 1600 ESPN. Wanted to get to this, Mark. Speaking of Iowa State, this coming out of Ames from Jamie Pollard personally, who Jamie Pollard, I think, one of the best ADs in the country. He is very transparent when it comes to what is on his mind and what he is sending as far as his thoughts to the Iowa State fan base. And you and I expected this to happen. We called it on this very program several months ago when the settlement was made between the NCAA and the former players, et cetera, and the colleges and the athletic departments about paying players now. Heck, there are former players that are wanting to be paid for services rendered in the past. How far back that goes and will it ever happen? That remains to be seen. But Jamie Pollard coming out earlier this week and saying that basically everything across the board is going to go up for Iowa State fans if they want to attend Cyclone men's and women's basketball, football, the big ones, obviously, but also need to have a you need to give to the foundations. You need to give to the athletic department. Basically, everything is going up, Mark. And the prices that you're going to have to pay to go to Iowa State men's and women's basketball or football or what have you are going to go up across the board. This is not an Iowa State situation. This is going to be an everybody situation sooner than later. But it did spark a lot of narrative after Jamie Pollard's, I guess, Twitter or email that he sent out earlier on this week.
I'm surprised we haven't heard more specifics around the country, and maybe those are being closely held, guarded, what have you. But Pollard trying to get out in front of things in his letter to fans said the annual cost to fund the athletic department he expects will increase by over 20%. In this year, approximately $20 million. And he described it as due to sharing revenues with our athletes, i.e. the House settlement. And he's giving raises to coaches like Campbell and Otzelberger who have been successful. I don't have a huge problem with that, but increasing giving levels, now taking sales tax on top of tickets sold, whereas before Iowa State absorbed that sales tax within the ticket price, increasing women's basketball season ticket prices, and asking all coaches to reduce their budgets in each sport by 10%. And I'm not surprised. I'm interested to see what other schools, what kind of measures they're being taken, because you can't just, if Pollard is correct, and approximately $20 million more in his budget to fund the athletic department, if that's true across the country, I mean, that's not a drop in the bucket, Scott.
It is not. I wanted to get the opinion of Cyclone fans, especially because you obviously are going to be facing this situation sooner than later. But like I said, this is not an Iowa State situation. This is going to be an Iowa situation. It's going to be a University of Minnesota. It's going to be everybody. Now, is it going to be the Ohio States and the Michigans that have deep pockets? That remains to be seen. But want to hear your thoughts out there about it at 319-366-1600. Are you going to continue to go to the games? Not even think about it? Up your giving to the athletic department, to the collective, to the ticket department? Is it going to factor in your decision to go get season tickets? Is it now two or three games a year at Jack Trice? What's your thoughts about that? Not only Cyclone fans, especially Cyclone fans, but everybody out there. What do you think? At 319-366-1600. Just kind of saw this earlier in the week, and we didn't have shows, obviously, until Thursday, and we were pretty packed yesterday. So didn't get a chance to talk about it a whole lot yesterday. I know you had it on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, Mark, but to me, the most concerning thing about this is the departmental budget cuts. That is concerning to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was thinking the same thing. How do you cut 10% out of programs that make the most money, i.e. football and men's and women's basketball? I'm generalizing, but I think those are the three sports that probably make money at Iowa State. Where are you going to cut the 10%? You're going to trim back your recruiting budget. You're going to, you know, either you cut costs or raise prices, one of the two.
Especially in this day and age of the portal and NIL, to cut a, let's just take football, for example, to take 10% away from the football budget, well, everyone is hiring basically general managers now to deal with the portal and to deal with everything surrounding it. It's a player personnel department, basically. You have to put into place, whether it is putting more responsibilities on coaches that are already on your staff, or, as in the case of most of these programs, they are hiring basically, quote-unquote, general managers out there. That's not cutting. That's adding. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. This is not college athletics anymore here. Several thoughts on the text line. Do appreciate it. 4398, ticket prices, NIL, collectives, etc. It's getting awfully expensive to be a fan and supporter of amateur sports. Well, Isaac, can we still say amateur sports?
I said you just need to drop that idea. I've said that for a while. Like, eventually, there's going to be contracts for these players, stuff like that. Also, I know a very easy way that Iowa State Athletics can get a lot of money that they just have refused to do.
1345 is on that, too.
I mean, it just feels obvious at this point. You can have alcohol sales. Most stadiums do at this point. Not that that's going to make a massive difference, but
it's going to make a difference.
It will make a difference. Feels too obvious at this point. I don't know why it's taken so long.
Yeah. Some very interesting things out here. 1345 saying not only do they need to sell alcohol at Jack Trice Stadium and at Hilton Coliseum, that's going to bring in a ton of revenue. And I'm really not sure why Iowa State has not joined basically the rest of the country, especially the Power Fives, Mark, in doing that. It's they're behind the times as far as that is concerned.
Yeah, it's not going to make up $20 million, but it would put a dent into things. And just looking at this letter for about the third or fourth time, and one of the items was women's basketball season tickets increasing. They're going to go from 199 to 249. I mean, that doesn't seem like a whole lot. $50 more divided by how many home games for season tickets. It doesn't seem like a whole lot. It's not necessarily like those of us who still get a cable bill and seeing all the hidden charges. You know what I mean? But
true.
$50 doesn't seem like a whole lot if you're a women's basketball fan.
And Iowa State women's basketball has always had very, very reasonable prices for season tickets. Always have. And that's a part of the reason why they've gotten great crowds over the years at Hilton Coliseum. Plus, they do a lot of deals with a lot of the elementaries, et cetera, to bring in kids to the games as well. Iowa State could save money by not changing their uniforms every game. That's more of a deal with their clothing supplier. And trust me, the universities do not pay very little to get the uniforms. They are given to them because, hey, if a coach of said high school squad in Montana sees, hey, those are pretty cool looking uniforms, they're going to order those, and the whole thing is taken care of.
What I really don't like is schools that, and near and far, you know, you have to have a certain giving level to buy a certain level of tickets, do you not?
You do.
And that's kind of an elitist attitude. I don't know why it's come to that. It's been that way for a while. It's nothing new. But, you know, you take somebody that just now wants to get into the, you know, buy season tickets to for whatever sport, whatever school, and you got to give a certain amount of money even to be considered. That kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I like this. Several people, remember, Cytown is not going to pay for itself. still on the books over there in Ames. Alcohol sales would help, no doubt about it, especially on a Saturday with 55, 60,000 people at Jack Trice Stadium. And just ask the folks in Iowa City and other places. It has definitely helped out the bottom line out there. 319-366-1600. Thanks for the interaction. Appreciate it, as always. Mark, got to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, as it is brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot. They're online at emilshideaway.com. They're a classic local American restaurant right off First Avenue, and they are next to the Home Depot, as we mentioned. What do we got today?
All right, kept it short today. A busy show. Number one, the PGA Tour is underway with the Century Championship in Honolulu, second round underway. The news today that the PGA Tour considering bracket-style format, either stroke or match play, for the season-ending Tour Championship. Nothing decided, but strongly being considered. Jay Higgins and Jamari Harris of Iowa, linebacker and cornerback respectively, have accepted invitations to the East-West Shrine Game. The College All-Star Game will be played January 30th in Texas. And according to David Eichold, our friend from 24/7 Sports, San Diego State or South Dakota State University quarterback Mark Gronowski is visiting Iowa as we speak, I believe. Gronowski is the Player of the Year in FCS in 2023. Passed for 10,000 yards, over 10,000 yards, and 93 touchdowns at South Dakota State.
With all the quarter, is Iowa quarterback you all of a sudden? It's a visit, I get it, but I don't know. With Brown coming in,
you don't have kind of like if you don't have one, you don't have any, or you have five.
I guess there could be a big quarterback room in Iowa State. Just because he's visiting does not mean he's going to be a Hawkeye. But I trust David, and I would imagine that he is here. And we'll pick that 1AA national championship game on the Emil's Hideaway pick six coming up in a little bit. I got an idea for the PGA Tour, Mark. You know what it is?
Nope.
Play the stupid tournament.
Yeah, don't start off with a leader 10 under par to start the whole tournament. Yeah.
Play it. Maybe give a few more points to this one because it is the last one for the FedEx Cup. But I don't think you're going to see the staggered 10 under par this year the way I read the article that most of the PGA players do not like it. I believe it is the... If there is something worse than the NASCAR playoffs, I think we found it with starting 10 under par at the Tour Championship. All right, 3:30, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit about the National Football League final regular season weekend. One huge game on Sunday night. You can hear it right here on 1600 ESPN. We'll talk about that. We're about 10 minutes or so away from the Emil's Hideaway pick six. Chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it's going to be a sunny day, but also a cold one. Temperatures will be held to around 20 degrees, but wind chills will be in the single digits through the afternoon. Tonight, we'll have clear skies and the winds calm down. Temperatures themselves drop down into the single digits. Tomorrow, clouds are going to be building in and temperatures will be held to the upper teens in the afternoon. We'll stay there on Sunday with cloudy skies once again, and the cold air will be sticking around into next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacy Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar. And Quickstar's got you covered when life is busy. Whether you're craving fresh hot coffee, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab and go meal or a snack, Quickstar is your go-to for variety, quality, and fast service. And they're also here to make your life a little smoother, offering all the convenience that you need. You need some gas? Feel confident with Quickstar's fully guaranteed fuel to keep your day moving. Plus, they got terrific perks like free ATMs with no hidden fees and free air for your tires. Where your day gets easier and better, your neighborhood Quickstar. Well, they got some great deals going on right now, including Nature's Touch shredded or block cheese. 8 ounces, 2 for $4 or $2.99 each, limit 4. And the Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links. 12-ounce packages, $2.49, limit 2. All available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts, 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your old golf clubs give new hope to veterans. The GIVE Foundation uses golf as a free rehabilitation treatment for combat-injured veterans. You make it happen when you donate your old clubs. Right now, the GIVE Foundation is accepting donations at Billion of Iowa City. Drop your old clubs off by January 4th and receive a $100 gift certificate for Billion Service Department. It doesn't matter what condition they're in. Make a meaningful impact with your old golf clubs. Donate them to the GIVE Foundation at Billion of Iowa City through January 4th.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
3:34, back with you here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class, 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, Isaac with you. Spencer on sports next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We've got Westwood One's college basketball coverage starting up tonight with Creighton and Marquette from the Big East, beginning at 7:30 with tip-off just past 8 o'clock. Iowa and Wisconsin coming up tonight for Madison and the Kohl Center. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off on FS1. And we've got Iowa State and Baylor coming up tomorrow for you, 12 noon, with John Walters and Eric Heft on the pregame, and just past 1 o'clock with the tip-off for that one. That'll be coming up on Saturday. As soon as that game is done, we will have the two. We'll join up probably very early in the first quarter, hopefully by kickoff of the first of the two AFC North games coming up tomorrow for you. That will be Baltimore hosting Cleveland, followed by the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Baltimore wins, they are the champions of the AFC North. If they lose, there are a lot of possibilities that could happen. Bengals need to win tomorrow to keep their playoff hopes alive. Then they need some help from both the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos on Sunday. And speaking of Sunday, we've got the Bears and the Packers. Mark, I know you are so looking forward to that one, as is Spencer, but for different reasons, obviously.
I'm not sure either one of us is looking forward to it, really. The Packers are in, the Bears are not. All right, let's get it over with.
See where the chips fall for the NFL draft coming up in April. April. 319-366-1600. Speaking of the NFL, the biggest game this week is obviously the Sunday Nighter. We will join up with that. We've got Iowa State women's basketball at 5 o'clock. I believe that is that right, Isaac? 5 o'clock? Can you double check?
For women's basketball on
Sunday?
Yes,
on Sunday.
Yes, the 5 and then 5:30 tip.
5:30 tip off. So looking at 8 o'clock with the post game wrapping up. So should be about the start of the second quarter for the Lions and the Vikings. The winner take all NFC North showdown from Ford Field. Mark, we're going to pick that game coming up here in just a couple of moments, but that is certainly the headliner and the marquee game of the final regular season weekend.
By far. And the thing that's incredible to me is that one of those teams is going to be a 5 seed in the NFC and has to play a wild card game. And, you know, in this postseason, there could be two division winners that are going to finish 9-8, but yet either Minnesota or Detroit is going to be a wild card team with 14 wins.
Well, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god himself, came out and said the playoffs need to be restructured. Isaac is shaking his head.
I think they're fine as is. I know it's kind of odd.
It's an Oregon Ducks situation,
yeah,
right here.
It's kind of weird. It was weird when the Seahawks had a losing record and were in the playoffs. What was that, 2011, something like that? They were 7-9. But it's how it's always been. I like how the playoffs are set up. I think giving division winners importance is fun and puts extra emphasis on the regular season, which makes the NFL so great. So I think you should just leave it as is and win your games.
Yeah. I agree with you. Listen, it's not going to work out for everybody. Didn't work out for any of the 4 byes in the college football playoff. And I know, Mark, you and I both think 8 is enough to go back to the 1970s ABC comedy drama back in the day with Dick Van Patten. Google it, everybody, if you don't know about it. You don't have a clue what 8 is enough is, do you, Isaac?
Nope,
not even a clue. Spencer, you know 8 is enough? He doesn't know either. it was a fun show back in the day. Anyway, I think 8's perfect, but, Mark, we're going to be at 16 teams before you know it because these teams are so rusty coming off a month of not playing competitive football.
I'm not going to like 16, much like I don't like 12. I mean, the top 4 seeds got beat by an average of 14 points. And this, I've said the seeding is messed up. Ohio State's going to be the greatest 8 seed in sports history. We got 5, 6, 7, and 8 matching up. None of the conference championship winners won. And, you know, a whole lot of things more to talk about there, but I know we're short on time.
Yeah, it's 6,500. Very good text on the text line, by the way, as far as the revenue going. We were talking about Iowa State a little bit earlier on. And again, not an Iowa State problem or anything like that as far as ticket prices going up, but they're going to continue to go up and up and up to pay for college athletics, in quotation marks. All right, we're going to get the panel together, give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, so stay tuned for that. And want to tell you more about your neighborhood Quickstar here. Again, they got some great specials going on right now at your neighborhood Quickstar, and that includes bananas, jumbo onions, or baking potatoes, 29 cents a pound, limit 10 pounds. Also, the delicious Quickery Snack Pies. They've got all kinds of great assorted flavors. I like the cherry myself. 4 ounce, 5 for $5 or $1.49 each, limit 5. And if you haven't done so by now, do yourself a favor and sign up for the Quick Rewards app. It is available. Just go to Quickstar's website and take care of that right now. You can order ahead. You can take care of your payment ahead of time. Orders can be picked up in-store or brought to your car curbside with a smile by your favorite Quickstar employee. So check that out. And as always, stop by your neighborhood Quickstar.
At the Home Depot, we know Saturdays are for college football. That's why we have everything you need to never miss a play. Like North America's number one home fire safety brand, Kidde. Because on a day full of football sounds you love, like fight songs, roaring crowds, and your favorite commentators.
Like me, Kirk Herbstreit.
The last sound you want to hear is... Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Based on total household installations as of December 2023.
Adam Schefter here with Vivid Seats. We've got some late-breaking news coming out of the stands. According to multiple sources, Vivid Seats fans are scoring rewards on every purchase and at a rapid pace. Obviously, these rewards are a game-changer, and coupled with their MVP-worthy ticket selection, why get tickets anywhere else? Don't drop the ball this season. Shop with Vivid Seats and earn rewards on every ticket. And as the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code Schefter. That's code Schefter.
Back with you for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 here at 3:42 on a sunny Friday, but cold here in eastern Iowa. Thank you for tuning in, as always, to our local programming, and we'll continue it coming up right after we close up shop here. It'll be Spencer on Sports from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. 319-366-1600. That will be the number to call here in just a little bit to after the panel makes their weekly picks with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. Pretty simple. We're going to ask after the picks are made for four callers to give us a ring at 319-366-1600. If you have been a contestant over the last 4 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card. Simple, right, Mark?
It is indeed. And we have Dave with us.
And you won last week.
I did indeed. Isaac said a couple weeks ago that he felt I was on I was on the verge of a breakout. How clairvoyant he was.
Who was the winner last week then, Isaac?
That would be Brian, who actually picked Mark second.
Aha!
Brian's a smart man.
That bucks the trend right there.
Do you have anything good to say about my picks in the future, Isaac?
You
is there anything?
You need to be really down in the dumps. Mark was doing, it was really looking pretty rough for Mark there.
I feel bad for the people that have been picking me, because usually I'm pretty good, but I've been terrible this year.
You're still in second on the overall
standings. Yeah, but I'm below 500. That's not okay.
I'm the only one above 500.
It's been
what
a bad year.
Panel, come on. All right. Dave, hi. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you. And, Mark, we are ready to set sail.
All right. Sounds good. Since I did win last week, Spencer, you're going to go on a heater. I just feel it.
Let's hope
so. Set of six games. We're going to start with tonight's game, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, Minnesota favored by 7.5 over Virginia Tech. This is kind of the opt-out bowl. Players from both teams opting out en masse. Virginia Tech missing a whole lot of players on both sides of the ball. I like Minnesota's quarterback, Max Brosmer. Sky U Mayo, give me Minnesota.
I hope everybody in the land of 10,000 lakes with a sports program was saying that. Oh, Dave.
Normally, P.J. Fleck has the Gophers ready to go at bowl time. Minnesota is on a 5-game bowl winning streak, and they are 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 bowls. Add to that, Virginia Tech will be missing most of their best players, including their quarterback. And you can add, thinking about how badly the ACC has played in bowl games this year, not sure the Hokies care less about being in Charlotte. ACC teams have lost 5 straight in this Mayo Bowl series, and Big Ten teams are 12-2 straight up and 11-3 against the spread versus teams from the ACC. Give me Minnesota to win and cover.
Spencer.
I will join in the chorus of people shouting Sky U Mayo for this one. I think P.J. Fleck, he really, really, really wants to get doused with liquefied Duke's mayonnaise after the game, and I think that is the difference, and the Gophers win and cover. So as P.J. says, run the most Sky U Mayo Gophers.
And he does say
Scott,
it that quickly.
Five island games last week, Scott. You going to make the first one this week?
No. I believe after last night's electrifying performance by the Duke Blue Devils, the ACC is a robust 1-9.
2-10.
2-10? Okay. 2-10. Well, who won the other one?
Louisville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How could you forget the Tony the Tiger Bowl?
Yeah.
Anyway, 2-10, 1-9. It doesn't matter. They stink. Gophers are going to win this thing. And P.J. Fleck is, you may have to dump 2 tubs of mayo on him. He's going to enjoy it that much. Mm-hmm.
All right, game 2, and Dave, you are up first. And this is a Monday night game, the FCS National Championship. It's Montana State against North Dakota State. Montana State favored by 3.5.
North Dakota State is very good this year. Seems like they always are. But this isn't a team that will wow you like previous ones. Montana State is the deepest, most dominant team in the FCS this season. Against their toughest opponent, the Bobcats beat South Dakota in the semis, a team that beat North Dakota State. Montana State's best players are mostly seniors from the state of Montana. For the players, Montana State is their NFL, and this game is their Super Bowl, and it looks like the stars are lining up for them. Give me Montana State to win and cover.
Spencer.
Yeah, Bobcats, really good football team. They've won the first 3 playoff games by a combined 79 points. And Tommy Mellott, their quarterback, very, very good, as is Cam Miller for the North Dakota State Bison. But I think Montana State just a little bit better in this one, so I'll take them by a touchdown.
Okay, Scott.
Cam Miller's final go around the former Solon Spartan, and I like North. 3 of the final 4 were from the Missouri Valley Football Conference. I like the Bison here for a stampede in Frisco, Texas. I will take North Dakota State in the 3.5.
I want to go with the local angle that is Cam Miller, but I agree with Dave and Spencer, their points about Montana State, superior team, and I think it wins and covers. Game 3, and now we're in the NFL. Tomorrow's game, Spencer, you're leading off. It's the Bengals at the Steelers. Cincinnati favored by 1.5.
Yeah, I'm wondering about this one, especially since the Ravens will likely have dispatched the Browns before this one even starts. Well, before it starts, for sure, because the game is before that one, and there's no other game since this is a Saturday game. The Steelers just have not been playing well the last couple weeks. I think the Bengals, they need this one, obviously, to stay in playoff contention. So I'm going to take a chance on the Bengals on the road. Joe Burrow has a big game. For fantasy purposes, I hope T. Higgins has a big game as well. go Bengals in this one.
Scott?
I'm going with Cincinnati. I'm going with the hot hand in this one. Ja'Marr Chase, I think he's going to have another big day. Joe Burrow is the maybe the best player to never win the MVP in a year. He's having a tremendous year, but the Bengals were not. No one wants to play them, including my Chiefs. I don't want to see the Bengals, but I think they're going to win.
I agree. Nobody wants to see the Bengals, and it's really a long shot for Cincinnati to get there, even with a win. Cincinnati, Russell Wilson torched Cincinnati for over 400 yards passing in the previous game, which was close. I think Pittsburgh has been on a downturn lately, but I think it's Mike Tomlin rallies the troops, and the Steelers win this game. Dave.
The Bengals need a win and then losses by the Broncos and the Dolphins on Sunday. Pittsburgh is already in the playoffs, so that's why Cincinnati is favored here. The Bengals are playing better than the Steelers right now, but Pittsburgh won the first game 44-38. This is a revenge game for Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. Give me the Bengals to win and cover.
All right. Two Island games, game four. And I apologize, a couple stinkers here, the next couple, but it is what it is in the NFL in week, 18? Sunday, the Chiefs at the Broncos, what remains of the Chiefs anyway. The Broncos favored by 10.5, and Mr. Chief, Scott, you lead off.
Am I going against my Chiefs? Heck no. By the way, Chiefs news today, Jalen Watson is returning to practice. We're getting healthier. I will take the 10.5 and go with the Carson Wentz Kansas City Chiefs. I have to. I have to.
North Dakota State theme, right?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. It's another bison.
Well, the Chiefs were lucky to win the first one. A blocked chip shot at the end gave the Kansas City a victory over the Broncos, and that was in Kansas City.
I don't remember that.
I'm sure you do. The Broncos are a really solid team, but 10.5, even with a lot of guys sitting out for the Chiefs, I think is too many points. I think Denver will win, but Kansas City will cover. Dave.
This spread looks like what's wrong with this picture. That's what you get in Week 18, and the two-time defending champion Chiefs have nothing to play for after clinching a first-round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But at the same time, all the Broncos need to secure a wild card spot is a win, along with a Cincinnati win over Pittsburgh. Denver wins, but it's too many points. Give me the Chiefs and the points to cover.
Spencer. Oh, it's sitting out there for you.
Man, I picked the Chiefs on my sheet here, so I'm going to stick with my pick, probably against my better judgment. The Chiefs, even when they've rested starters in the past, have played teams tough.
And they've won them.
And they've won, yeah. So I can't. 10.5 is just way too much in an NFL game. So I'll take the Chiefs to cover. I think the Broncos get the win, but the Chiefs cover.
Okay. Probably the most meaningless game on the schedule, at least our schedule, game five, the Seahawks at the Rams. And the Seahawks favored by 4.5. I think Seattle will win and cover here because L.A. is going to sit out Stafford and a whole lot of folks. I'll take Seattle here. Dave.
This is an easy game to pass on the underdog as the Rams have clinched the NFC West. Sean McVay, the coach of the Rams, has said they are resting their starters to prepare for the wild card game next week. I'll take Seattle also to win and cover.
Spencer.
I'm kind of surprised the Rams are resting their starters for this one because if they lose, they have to play the NFC North team in the play. I don't understand the logic there, but Jimmy G, Blake Corum, I don't even know who their backup receivers are in L.A. Geno Smith has some incentives if he throws for X amount of yards, too, so he's going to be slinging the ball. DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba and such going to have a big day. I think the Seahawks win this one by at least a touchdown.
Scott?
I'll take the Rams. Other, you know, I like to talk football with Sean McVay on the island, so I'm going to go with the Rams just for the heck of it and entertainment purposes.
All right, final game of the week and the tiebreaker. Dave, you are first up. It's game 272, NFC North battle. We talked about it earlier, Minnesota and Detroit getting together in Detroit. The Lions favored by 2.5, and the tiebreaker is total number of points scored in this game.
The traditional Sunday night regular season finale gives us a winner-take-all game between these two 14-2 teams for the NFC North title, the number one seed in the NFC, and a first-round bye. Arguments can be made for either side, but from what we saw in the Lions' 31-29 victory in the first meeting, this should also come down to who has the ball last in a one-score game. Give me Minnesota and the points to cover, and I'll take 58 for a total.
5-8 it is. Spencer.
I need producer Isaac to go get a thermometer out of the first aid kit, because not because the studio's cold, but because I'm about to pick a Minnesota team for the second time on the pick six. Give me the Vikings. I mean, the Lions' defense is so banged up. They've been giving up a ton of yards and points. They've been living on the edge. I think the offense has enough to keep in the game, but the Vikings get the ball last, and they get the win and upset the Lions at home. So I'll take the Vikings in the 2.5. I'll go one lower than Dave, 57.
Scott.
Somehow, some way, even though their defense is so beat up, the Detroit Lions are going to win this game. Somehow, some way. It's going to be some trick play. They're going to throw to a left guard. They're going to run a fumble rooski. I don't know what's going to happen next with Detroit. And I also like their kicker over the Vikings kicker. I like Will Reichard, but he's a rookie. And for those reasons, I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions in this one. And I like Dan Campbell. 65.
Only the Kansas City Chiefs have won more close games than Minnesota.
You'd like throwing that out, don't you?
I do. or so it seems. This is really tough. It's a meaningful game. You guys make good arguments. I just like the home team. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes one way or another, but I'm in the same ballpark. I'm going to say 61 for the tiebreaker.
And Detroit, right?
And Detroit, yep.
All right. Very good. Dave, Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, you guys, and have a great weekend with your picks.
All right, you too. All right, we need four contestants right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Please, if you have been a contestant over the past 4 weeks, do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. And if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Football talk, Spencer?
Yep. Lots of college football and pro football talk. Going to spend some time on hoops because we've got some big games this weekend. So we'll have that and more coming up.
That'll be 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock with Spencer on sports. And Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
You guys too. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Back with you Monday at 3.
30 for 30 presents the New York Sack Exchange.
Flecko, Lyon, Salam, Gastineau.
If you hit a quarterback and a